Texte numéro 35. Facebook is nearing a reputational point of no return. Disaster struck the world's biggest social network on October the 4th, when Facebook and its sister apps were knocked offline for 6 hours. It was one of the less embarrassing moments of the company's week. The next day, a whistleblower, Francis Hogan, told Congress of all manner of wickedness at the firm, from promoting eating disorders to endangering democracy. Some wondered whether the world would be a better place if the outage were permanent. Politicians are angry, but so far seem incapable of coordinating reform to rein it in. And investors have kept buying the stock, regardless of the bad headlines. Yet the company should take no comfort from this. The blind fury unleashed shows that its reputational problems have got out of hand. Reports highlighted internal research showing that Instagram, Facebook's photo-sharing app, makes 1 in 5 American teenagers feel worse about themselves. They paid less attention to the finding that Instagram makes twice as many feel better about themselves. Facebook's critics are right that it should be more open. But the firm has half a point when it says that the hysterical reaction to unsurprising findings will lead companies to conclude that it is safer not to do such research at all. Other complaints are really criticisms of the broader internet. The question of how to regulate viral content for children goes beyond Facebook, as any parent who has left their child with YouTube knows. Likewise, dilemmas over how the firm amplifies attention and how to draw the line between upholding free speech and minimizing harm. Facebook repeated its plea that Congress should weigh in on matters such as minimum ages, rather than leaving it to firms. It has made a better stab than most at settling free speech questions with its oversight board, a pompous-sounding but quietly useful body which dispenses rulings on matters from misogyny to misinformation. Ms. Hogan alleges that Facebook has concealed a decline in its young American users. She revealed internal projections that a drop in teenagers' engagement could lead to an overall decline in American users of 45% within the next 2 years. Misleading advertisers would undermine the source of nearly all the firm's sales and potentially break the law. The firm denies it. Does any of this matter? Although Facebook's share price has lagged behind some tech giants, it has risen by almost 30% in the past 12 months. Politicians threaten to break the company up, but the antitrust case is flawed. But fury may matter. Facebook is nearing a reputational point of no return. The firm risks joining the ranks of corporate untouchables like Big Tobacco. Adapted from The Economist, October 2021.